Hi there, Russell Davis here, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. This week, we'll be looking at the anger and injustice of infertility. It can seem so unfair that you have fertility struggles and other people don't. And it's okay to be angry. In this episode, I explore that anger, what's behind it, and how you can find more peace of mind despite the injustice of infertility. Hi there. I come outside again. Another nice, quite warm day here in the UK. Just making the most of the nice weather and the warm weather. Because those who live in the UK and know the UK, the weather can be very unpredictable. I've been reflecting on my fertility journey, our fertility journey, and things around that recently. One of the feelings, most prevalent feelings, mainly towards the beginning of our journey, was anger. I was so angry with God, life, universe, the injustice of the situation. How come we had difficulties getting pregnant? How come we couldn't have what we wanted and everyone else seemed to get what they want with so much more ease? I thought we were good people. We did a lot of stuff for the community. We were good people. We tried really hard to be good people. It just didn't seem fair that we had these fertility problems and couldn't have the thing we most wanted in the world. And it just seemed unfair and unjust. And I was really, really angry. And when I kind of tapped into that, I realized actually, I felt like a victim. It wasn't fair. And I realized actually, I've been playing the kind of the good boy role pretty much all my life, doing the right thing, trying to be the good boy, do the right thing. And as a kid, it was basically to feel loved from my mum. My mum suffered from anxiety and depression and became an alcoholic. And there's things that happened in my childhood that the family joke about, and it's said in love and said in jest. And I know my mum, as an adult, I know my mum loved me unconditionally. I know everything she did was motivated by love, but she had her challenges. And in fact, one of the jokes, the stories is that I wasn't wanted. And they were quite almost open about that when I was a kid, they told me that. And my mum built a rockery in our garden, almost trying to try and lose me when she was pregnant. And when you hear these kind of messages, and the same time as a baby, you're pretty much abandoned to cry so everyone can get on with stuff. And as a kid, you feel you were kind of wanted or played with. And growing older, you have to behave in a certain way, otherwise you get shouted at. The message you start to get is that you're not kind of wanted. And I did a lot of work on myself, my relationship with my mum. We healed it and transformed it in her latter years. But for a lot of my life, there was resentment towards her. I can understand her childhood and what went on. I can reconcile that. But one of my coaches said to me that she thinks I've still got rage about the situation. I said, well, I can understand that. It's not rage. I didn't believe there was rage because I can really understand my mum and have compassion for her and her situation. But when I explored it, when I tuned into it, I realised she was right. If I imagine my son having that experience, someone telling my son he wasn't wanted, I can get really angry. How dare they do that? And if I can think about that, how dare my mum do that? How do my parents do that? How dare the universe let these events through their childhood affect my childhood? How dare the universe, God, life, the matrix, my mum, give me those messages I wasn't wanted. How dare they? And it's okay to get angry. I still have love and compassion and understanding. But the anger is a little part of you's champion for your soul that knows you're worth something, that knows you deserve just as much as everyone else in this world. You are worthy. You deserve that. It's okay to get angry. Recognizing the anger is still your thinking, your judgments, thoughts. But it's a part of you that actually is a champion for your soul. Other experiences on this fertility journey commonly can be fear. fear of not getting pregnant, or the distress, the despair, the pain, depression, low moods. And those are often fueled by not being worthy. I'm okay if we get pregnant. I'm only okay, I only feel complete if it happens. So it's okay to feel angry. And I think my role as a coach and therapist for my clients is to be a champion for their soul. I put a mirror up so they can see themselves for who they really are, reflecting their soul back to them. Their soul that knows they're worthy. Their soul that knows they're okay whatever happens. If you imagine a very successful business person, maybe Richard Branson or Elon Musk, comes to see me, say, for business coaching, but they've got amnesia, they've forgotten everything they've created in their lives. Do I teach them tools and techniques around business? And most of the personal development world is teaching you things to feel better about yourselves, or to see yourselves in a better, to be a better person, or to be stronger, to be more positive. If they came to see me for business coaching, I'd help remind them of who they really are. And that's what I do with my clients, help them remind who they really are. We're not our life experiences. We're not the messages we got bombarded with as a kid. We're not even the commentary that goes around our head. And you can try and fight that and battle that and be stronger than that, but it's much quicker and easier to connect to the true you underneath all that noise. And then you begin to see the noise, the emotions, the fear, the despair for what it is. Thoughts, judgments, fears, other people's stuff that you've taken on for yourself. When you be more connected to your soul, you know you're okay, you're complete, you're worthy, you're loved and lovable for who you are. And whatever happens, you're going to be okay. Because you've got all the resources you need within you. I'm a champion of your soul. I'm committed to you, to your soul, for you to know who you really are. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have a baby, but for you and your soul to remind you that you're okay now. You can hold that goal lightly. For me, that's a creative energy between having the goal and holding it lightly and knowing who you really are. It's the energy between those two. Helps you create all the things you want in your life with so much more ease and well-being. To your success. Loving you.